This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Kraft.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today we want to talk about the book Raising a Jihad Generation, Understanding the Muslim Brotherhood Movement in America. I'd say we'd better be taking a look at it. Things are kind of heating up this summer. They're probably not going to get any better, and I would imagine the jihad movement will be looking to take advantage of any disruption either that they've caused directly or would like to take advantage of. That's just what they do. John Guandolo used to work for us when he was at the FBI. He's now written a book, Raising a Jihadi Generation, Understanding the Muslim Brotherhood Movement in America. We'd better understand it because they sure seem to understand us, and they're going for our weak points, and the war is on, and it's kind of pitiful when a war is being fought, and for the most part, only one side really seems to know the war is on. John Guandolo, thanks very much for having your service to us with the FBI, but also now for having written this book to try to wake up America.
Well, thank you very much for having me again. I really appreciate it.
I guess the interesting thing that we have to face is there are so many Americans that still seem to be in denial that Islam is not really something of great concern. We had a Republican president as well as Democrat presidents assure us that Islam is a religion of peace. And you just wonder what world they're living in. Where is their bubble that keeps them from simply opening a Quran and seeing what it says, or looking at the history of Islam and seeing what that's all about? It's not a history of peace. It's not a holy book of peace. And yet that seems to be still the prevailing orthodoxy in American government circles. Is that still the problem that you see as well?
Well, yeah, but I think at some point, yes, I agree with you that you got to ask the question, how is it possible that they could make such ridiculous claims? And that leads me to believe, just using, my brain and my experience and reason, that can it be possible that our leadership is truly as stupid as a cinder block or incapable of brain function to be able to look at simple doctrine of Islam, which is very clear and taught at the elementary school, junior high school level, the way ISIS is talking and the way Al-Qaeda is talking and the requirements of Islam, is what they're teaching in Islamic schools in North America, Europe, Asia, the Middle East, and Africa. And so you have to ask the question, are our leaders that stupid, or is there an intentionality about it? And when we look at, for instance, the events in Dallas, and you realize that, when I wrote on our blog a month ago on June 12th, that what you are starting to see is the culmination of decades of efforts between the Marxists and socialists, the anarchists in the United States, and the Islamic movement coming together. And what do you see? Well, you see that the Marxists, in the form of elected leaders, are laying out policies that weaken this nation and are preparing the battlefield, and the jihadis are standing ready and doing work so that when the full-on jihad comes, they're going to win. That's their plan. And when you just look at what the Marxists are doing, and that includes people we've elected, or the American people have elected into powers, Some of them are congressmen. Certainly some are working for the current administration. And you have plenty of them working in city councils and local areas around the country.
Yeah.
Who simply by their day-to-day activities are weakening our ability to deal with these real threats.
Some of this willful ignorance, I guess is what we might call it indeed. We've seen it before when the biggest threat to freedom came from Moscow and Beijing, from communist countries. There was a very similar wishing away the problem. Oh, you're just being excessive. You're being paranoid. Take a deep breath. The communists are not really that bad. And we're hearing the same dulcet tones now about Islam. And it seems to me that there's even less reason to be lulled by Islam because they've got a 1,400-year history of war against anybody who isn't exactly like them.
That's right. I mean, their stated goal, the week before last, understanding the threat, my colleague Chris Gobbets, who spent 6 months undercover with Hamas in the United States doing business on the Council on American Islamic Relations, testified in front of Senator Cruz's committee and simply said very clearly what you're articulating is that the threat is Sharia. 100% of the organizations, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Muslim Brotherhood, Tabliki Jamaat, Boko Haram, Abu Sayyaf, Al-Shabaab, Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, all say that they are seeking to establish a global Islamic state, a caliphate, under Islamic law, Sharia.
Sure didn't see it.
Some say that.
And didn't see a lot of coverage either about Gobbets' testimony. It's as if it didn't happen. Don't repeat that. That's so embarrassing.
It is amazing that I don't believe it's willful blindness anymore.
No.
I guess it is, but at some point it's willful participation that is aiding and abetting our enemies.
Well, I think, as we've seen in the past, there were many, many people that went along with the notion that communism was just hunky-dory and we needed to be patient and we didn't need to provoke them and any difficulties were substantially our fault. We hear the same kind of arguments now when we're dealing with Islam, and I think we need to be equally firm in rejecting that. You're not going to confuse us. Not again. We're not going to fall for that again. But it looks like some people are falling for it all over again.
Well, and I think one of the things that even people that I come across in my work, whether I'm briefing or meeting with leadership, people that have a pretty good understanding of this threat, one of the things I'm finding is a common problem is the part they don't understand is the information warfare. And I'm using that term intentionally. It's a military term that encompasses political influence operations, subversion, propaganda, all of it, influence operation. I mean, all of that. And what you see is when you see a response to anything, the government response to Orlando or any of that stuff, what you end up seeing is an information campaign where our government leaders say this has nothing to do with Islam, where the guy in Dallas is just a lone nut who went, you know, he's mentally unstable, no understanding of the ties to the Nation of Islam, to Black Lives Matter, to the new Black Panther Party, the report that's now surfacing that he may have converted to Islam, all of this that shows he's part of the Marxist Socialist Cabal, which is directly supporting the efforts of the revolutionaries on that side, which are directly working with Hamas, Muslim Brotherhood in the United States. This is not that complicated. And
the Muslim Brotherhood is, let's circle back, and because you do discuss them some in the book, and I think it's well that people have an understanding about the Muslim Brotherhood and the fact that they are sort of the Council on American Islamic Relations. They're a big part of them. They're a Hamas-affiliated terrorist group, and we need to call them out on that. We'll be right back with John Guangolo, understanding...
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is John Guangolo. He has written the book, Raising a Jihadi Generation. You can find it online at understandingthethreat.com. My guess is you can find it at just about any other bookseller online as well. such as Amazon, but understandingthethreat.com take you right to his site where you can also get the book. And the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood has been kind of comfortably operating pretty much in the light of day in the United States. And I find that stunning, but then it shouldn't be too surprising because the Communist Party was also not terribly renegade. For a long time, they were able to operate pretty much openly once Senator McCarthy had been unfairly shamed. Then it was kind of open season, and the left ran wild. And I think, as you kind of suggested a minute ago, the latest ally for the left is Islam, and they just really well. I'm sure there are many that just don't believe that jihad is what some of us nut jobs are saying that it is, and it's really just sort of an intellectual spiritual struggle. But of course, you have to tell that to all the people that have survived bomb attacks and other violent attacks. The notion that somehow jihad is a parlor game, that's really a dangerous mistake. And I can't believe that people in the highest reaches of government, people like Hillary Clinton, believe that. But I think maybe money talks and therefore jihad walks.
Well, there are a couple things. For the sake of your audience, let's just lay these things out very quickly. Number one, 100% of Islamic doctrine, from first grade textbooks, middle school textbooks, to the highest schools of Islamic jurisprudence, Al-Azhar University in Cairo, all teach that Islam is a complete way of life, social, cultural, military, political, and religious, all governed by Sharia law. 100% of all published Sharia law mandates jihad until the entire world is under Islamic rule. And 100% of Islamic law only defines jihad as warfare against non-Muslims. It's total war. It's not just shooting and battlefield engagements. It's propaganda. It's subversion. It's political warfare. It's influence operations. It's nuclear war. It's psychological war. It's all of it. It's total warfare. That's what it is. That's what we're up against. And as you said, we have 1,400 years of history. We have comments on the record from people like John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, St. Thomas Aquinas, Winston Churchill, and so many others about the reality and the dangers and the evils of Islam. And yet in the West, we are more concerned with whether we hurt someone's feelings or whether or not we defend our children and our grandchildren and ourselves.
You know, you mentioned Thomas Jefferson. Let's just pause on him for a moment. That brought to mind a conversation he is reported to have had with a Muslim ambassador, and he asked the ambassador, why is it that our shipping is having so much trouble in the Mediterranean? Why are our men being kidnapped? Why are the ships being looted? And the ambassador replied, well, that's what our religion, our holy book, teaches us. Duh.
Right, and just to be clear, again, that meeting actually took place when John Adams was president and Thomas Jefferson were president, when they were the ambassadors of England and France, and their response,
this is a newsflash. It's we've got so much history to inform us, and yet what concerns me, and you've got a section of some leading Muslim activists in our country, including, what's his name, Suhail Khan. Well, he's a buddy of Grover Norquist, who has been very active in the conservative movement. He's a man, I think, rightly associated with lower taxes and smaller government. And yet Grover Norquist is absolutely joined at the hip with Council for American Islamic Relations. What gives there?
Well, that's a long, detailed story, but let me just, I think for your listeners, especially since the kind of audience we know we have here, for people that believe Grover Norquist is a pro-conservative guy, he is, some of his policies are, but he is completely in bed with the jihadis. And the evidence of that is that he has been defending Suhail Khan, for years now. Now, Suhail Khan, just so we're clear, his father was literally one of the most prominent Muslim Brotherhood leaders who came to the United States in the 1960s. He is so prominent that the largest Muslim Brotherhood organization in North America, the Islamic Society of North America, has an annual award called the Mahbub Khan Award, dedicated to his father, who established some of the biggest Muslim Brotherhood organizations, was part of creating the Muslim Student Association, the Muslim Communities Association, and many of the predecessors to the biggest organization you are seeing in North America today.
So Suhail Khan has not had an epiphany where he became a Christian and renounced the nastiness of Islam. This is a guy who's still very active carrying out the beliefs of his dad.
That's right, and he actually publicly states, I'm proud of my father, I'm proud of his work, I want to carry on his legacy. Well, his father was one of the generals in the Muslim Brotherhood's army in North America. I mean, that's who he is, literally. And his mother was very active. Suhail Khan, where has he been? Well, under the Bush administration, he served as a direct assistant to two successive secretaries of transportation and had a classified, was given a secret clearance. I mean, this is a guy who's embedded in the conservative movement, and this is what Americans do not understand. This is much more an espionage and counterintelligence problem than it is a terrorism problem. These are jihadis wearing suits who talk nice and act great, just like the Soviets did. And in fact, when you look at what they say when we're not around, they are all about destroying this country and our way of life.
One of the notes that I made reading the book dealt with Islamic centers being used as barracks, that attacks will be launched from these. And it brought to mind a video, I think it was even infrared, it was night vision maybe, of dealing with some jihadis in Iraq in the early days of the war in Iraq. And the narrator was, or the controller maybe, that was relating the battlefield, connecting them back to the Pentagon. And they were so careful about avoiding a mosque in the bombing that was being directed against the Muslim fighters. And it, now, you know, it's pretty clear to me that they might have left the fighters alone if they only had a bomb left for the mosque, but that's what they should have gone after. Why don't we pick up there when we get back from this break, talking with John Guandolo, Raising a Jihadi Generation.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
As we went into the break, our discussion had led us to the idea that the mosques are places of launching attack. John Guandolo's Raising a Jihadi Generation makes the point that they would be launching pads. We have some of our own military trying to be so politically correct, and I think it might have been the early days of the Iraq War where they were trying to avoid laying any dust that might have blown back from a bomb landing near a mosque. They were so careful not to offend and not to hit a mosque when in fact, had they hit the mosque, they might well have had an enormous explosion as what likely would have been an arsenal went up. So we've been tying our hands behind our back during the entire period of recognizing that we need to combat Islam, and yet we don't seem to want to recognize what is the nature of this enemy that we're facing.
Well, let me just address what you just said about the mosque. Why is it that American forces in Iraq and Afghanistan and every mosque we went into, we found weapons? Why is it that in Europe, after the Paris and Brussels attacks, when the Europeans go into mosques, they find weapons? Why is it in the United States, on a couple of occasions where we have actually gone into mosques or done investigations on mosques, we have evidence of weapons and martial arts training inside the mosque? Why? Because Muhammad himself, the perfect example of a man according to Muslims, according to Islam, used the mosque to house jihadis, to train jihadis, to plan battles, and it's the place from which they launched the jihad, which means that's what a mosque is in Islam, because he's the perfect example. Thank you. And
Yeah, it's not a place of spiritual enrichment.
Well, it's a multiple things. It is the place where the community meets, and it is the place where, you know, they have get-togethers and teach about the Quran. It is the place where jihadis train, and it is the place from which they launch the battles. It's all those things, and it's the place they pray. But the reality is the prayer in the mosque is secondary. That's the thing people need to understand. It's not like a Muslim church. It's their operation center. It is their fort. It's their battleground. I mean, as the president of Turkey said, that, you know, the minarets are our bayonets. This is what this place is. The mosque is our fort.
Well, that would seem to spell it out, but if you refuse to listen, then, of course, you're not going to hear what they themselves have said. You mentioned that back in 2004, there were some folks observed surveilling the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, which is not that far from where I'm sitting right now. We broadcast from the Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota, but the Office of Gun Owners of America, which is where the NewsHour is emanating, is probably at most an hour from that bridge, and it led to a house in Annandale, Virginia, which proved to be, by your report, a treasure trove of jihad information. Well, Annandale, Virginia is adjacent to where I'm sitting right now. John Guandolo, you brought that really home to me.
Well, I think the reality is that search in Annandale, Virginia, was of the home of a senior Hamas Muslim Brotherhood leader. And again, for your listeners, Hamas is an inherent part of the Muslim Brotherhood. It's not an offshoot. It's the Palestinian Muslim Brotherhood is Hamas. And so that Annandale search by the FBI, the raid that they did there, revealed a number of things. In the affidavit for the search, the case agent revealed that it's the FBI's belief that the surveillance was being done by Hamas on behalf of Al-Qaeda, because Al-Qaeda knew that some of their guys were being watched. So that's the first thing. So this was a pre-operation surveillance, is what the government has come to that conclusion. And the documents that were found there essentially were the archives of the Muslim Brotherhood in North America. And it laid out their strategy. And in short, here is what we know from all of that, which all got entered into evidence in the largest terrorism financing and Hamas trial ever successfully prosecuted in
America. Before you give us an account of what it was, let me just try to perhaps contextualize it a bit. After the Soviet Union fell, the archives were opened temporarily, briefly, in the Kremlin in Moscow, and some papers that I think were known as the Venona papers were made public, and they confirmed a lot of the things that anti-communists had been writing about, allegations that had been made about, oh, say, poor little Alger Hiss and the Goldbergs and people like that that had been convicted of being communists. Turned out, yeah, they were. They were actual spies. And the left was denying it. And then as soon as those papers from the Kremlin archives, as it were, confirmed it, well, moving right along, we sure haven't heard anything more about that, have we?
No, that's exactly right. And that's exactly what these archives did. You know, we know from the archivist of the KGB, who turncoat after 30 years and defected to Britain, the declassified FBI documents and the Venona files, which were the secret messages Soviets in the United States, Soviet agents were sending back to Moscow, all that put together painted exactly the picture that the anti-communists had been saying for decades was going on. So we know it's true. And it's actually much worse than what we're teaching our children in school. And that's what this was. Is everything we understood about the Islamic movement was confirmed in the 2004 search And when all this stuff gets entered into evidence in the largest terrorism financing in Hamas trial in American history, it paints this picture. The most prominent Islamic organizations in America and the largest are jihadi organizations, a part of the Muslim Brotherhood movement. And their stated mission is to wage civilization jihad until the entire world is under a caliphate, under Sharia law, period. And that they will use all means, including force, to do it. That's what it is. So the Muslim
You cited the Muslim Brotherhood creed early in the book. Allah is our goal, jihad our means, and martyrdom in the way of Allah is our inspiration. That doesn't sound like we could have tea with these people.
No, and my question when I teach law enforcement, after I read the creed, I just ask the question, is this the group that you think the United States government should use as a liaison partner between the Muslim community and the federal government?
It's kind of like using the U.S. Communist Party as the liaison for dealing with dear old Uncle Joe Stalin of the Soviet Union.
Which we actually ended up doing. So that actually didn't get us very far, and that's why the Cold War went on a lot longer than it should have.
I guess we're still stuck on stupid.
Yep.
It's really sad.
It really is amazing.
So we now have to fight this battle. We are dealing with it at local levels as well as at the federal level in Washington, D.C. You report on the building of a humongous Islamic center in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, a state which is about as middle American as you can get. And Islam has chosen to try to put a battle center, which is what we've concluded mosques are, right there in Tennessee, in middle America, quintessential Bible Belt area. These guys are doing what I only wish we would do, say, in a place like Saudi Arabia, build a church in Mecca or Medina or something like that. Going to be back with John Guandolo, raising a jihadi generation.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Speaking with John Guandolo, Raising a Jihadi Generation, subtitled Understanding the Muslim Brotherhood Movement in America. And the website to get more information is understandingthethreat.com. And you can also get a copy of the book there or just about any place that sells books online. Understandingthethreat.com is his site, and Raising a Jihadi Generation is a book which really, well, we can't say we didn't know after the publication of this book, because it's laid it out. It's made it very clear that the Muslim Brotherhood that we've been playing footsie with, even with the U.S. government having played footsie with them for so long, Muslim Brotherhood is about as friendly as a cobra. And we shouldn't be surprised if we get bit when we start playing with serpents like the Muslim Brotherhood. It's really stunning that Republican and Democrat administrations in this country have alike been trying to sell the American people on how there's an Arab Spring, how the Muslim Brotherhood is cool, and there's nothing to see here, folks, with their Hamas affiliation. Just keep on moving. And so far, we haven't really risen up much against our leaders for having led us down such a dangerous path. What do we do, John?
And therein lies the question, Larry. And when I meet with, you know, I for years met with just dozens of members of Congress, leaders, former FBI, CIA, DIA directors, former national security advisors to the president. In my experience, this war, because of the nature of the war, because it's an insurgency in North America and specifically in the United States, it's at the local and state level. We have to deal with it, and local police become the tip of the spear, and that's why we spend the majority of our time training local state law enforcement, National Guard, and professionals at that level. Attorney generals, governors, when we can, a lot of state legislators, and local officials. And what we're finding is when they come to understand the threat they're able to do a lot legally to identify and dismantle these organizations and networks in their counties and their states. And that's how we're going to win, because frankly, the FBI and DHS are not just neutral in this fight. They are hostile to productive efforts to identify and dismantle the jihadi threat.
Because we've had both Republican and Democrat administrations telling them, bend over backwards, these people are just so nice. And it's extraordinary, as if we didn't learn anything from our experience during the Cold War with communism. So, as is often the case throughout history, evil simply reinvents itself, puts on another smiling mask, and everybody, not everybody, a lot of people say, oh, how nice, what a friend, oh, I like him, how pleasant. And we're falling for it again. It's called Islam instead of communism, but it's equally deadly, and I'm just stunned that we allow these Islamic centers to be open. You mentioned, I was happy to see, that they should be closed. Can you imagine a church being opened in Saudi Arabia? Forget about it. It's not going to happen. Well, why do we have any more Islamic centers or mosques open in the United States than they have churches in Saudi Arabia? Shouldn't that tell us something?
Right. Well, they have zero churches, right, in Mecca and Medina.
And yeah.
It's legal, unlawful for them to build them. But I want to ask a question in a different way, and it's the way that you were talking about before the break. Would we have allowed the Soviets to build a military base or a barracks in the United States during the 1930s, 40s, 50s, 60s, or today? And the obvious answer is no, that's ludicrous. Why would you even ask it? Well, I'm asking because why would you allow the Muslim Brotherhood, whose stated objective is to destroy the United States via civilization jihad, and that was entered into the largest terrorism financing trial in American history, why would you allow them to build anything or open up any organization in the United States? Since that's their stated goal, why would you allow them to fundraise? Why would you? It's against the law. They're committing a conspiracy to overthrow the government. So why would you not charge them? We have enough evidence on the table right now to shut down and arrest the most senior Muslim Brotherhood leaders and shut down their organizations and seize their property. And I'll tell you, the reason we're not is because the previous Attorney General, Mr. Holder, the current Attorney General, are completely in bed with these people. President Obama and his staff, his National Security Advisor, his Secretaries of State have all been in bed with these people. But by the way, so were the previous four Secretaries of State, mm-hmm. including Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell. And so there is a level of no accountability here. And I think until we put handcuffs on the DHS Secretary, for instance, and the previous DHS Secretary, and people that are actually literally and legally and practically aiding and abetting a conspiracy to overthrow the federal government, then I don't think you're going to see it stop. And until you take people who are in business that are funding these movements and put handcuffs on them and charge them with the kinds of legal things you can charge them with, you're going to keep seeing it. But as soon as you start doing it, you're going to see a lot of these people run undercover like the roaches they are. But you got to bring a few of them out into the light and put your heel on them. I mean, this is going to be a battle.
Amen to that. I think hopefully through things like this program, your book, Raising a Jihadi Generation, will get the word out. Your website, understandingthethreat.com, is terribly important because there's just so many Americans that are acting as if this is not something that we really even ought to be talking about. And they're almost embarrassed to have a discussion about people living in the United States who get out of bed in the morning because they want to cut our heads off. And somehow that's out of line for you and me to talk that way. And it would be just so much better off if we didn't talk that way. All we're going to do is provoke more violence. And now we're back to the same old view that's been articulated in the face of street thugs, in the face of Joseph Stalin of the Soviet Union, or of any number of Muslim Brotherhood spokesmen. We're just supposed to assume that being nice is going to make them be nice. And you just got to read their stuff and look at their history to realize they're not here on this earth to be nice.
That's right. They are not doing what they're doing because of Israel, because of our foreign policy, because they don't have enough McDonald's, because they lack job opportunities, because they don't have enough money, because they lack education. They're doing it because it's a permanent command from Allah in the Quran and the example of the Prophet Muhammad to wage jihad until the entire world is under Sharia, period. That's
in
why
fact,
they're doing it.
Most of the jihadis come from middle-class or more prosperous families. They're not poor at all. And the one of the favorite narratives of the left, that poverty produces problems, is just simply not an explanation that flies when we're dealing with Islam. The more aggressive, well, the 9/11 attackers that took over the planes and killed so many people, they were all privileged young men. They'd never known a day without three meals. And yet we're supposed to believe that somehow the poverty of the people that they and their families govern in the Middle East explains why they are so nasty. No, I think if anything, we ought to look at our own universities where they've been educated. Maybe that's where hating America gets nourished.
Yep, and that's the Marxist socialist cabal that is paving the way for the jihadi movement.
It just seems that our universities have let us down, and they're not preparing the current generation with the intellectual basis for understanding the times, understanding what's going on. And hopefully, raising a jihadi generation is going to give us the information we need in spite of the dereliction of our classrooms in the United States. John Guandolo, author of Raising a Jihadi Generation, thank you so much for having been with us. Thank you for having written the book. Thanks for your service to our country. And hopefully we're going to carry on this fight until we can get all of our fellow Americans behind us.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Greatly appreciate it.
You betcha.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.